This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Better.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. I am here live. I am back from Israel to take your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. Wolf, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy. I was just looking for some advice because, well, it's like this. I just got out of a relationship, like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been about 9 months. And then I met someone, and they were at my house, and my friends came over, and she said some foul words to my buddy's girl. And, like, it just broke my heart. I need to, like, slow down, right? And just,
okay, all right. Let me walk you through this a little bit. Wolf, how old are you?
52.
Okay. Tell me about the 15-year relationship. Were the two of you married to each other, living together? What's the story?
Well, it was my girlfriend, and it was a bad relationship, really. And I finally got out of it.
Okay. What made it bad, Wolf?
What was bad about it?
Yeah.
Drinking, you know, and stuff like that. Bad stuff.
All right. Why were you, was it good to begin with? I mean, yeah, of course it was good to begin with. When did it turn bad out of the 15 years?
I think right away. I mean, I don't know.
Why'd you stay so long?
Because I loved her. I thought she loved me, but then I found out, you know, she cheated on me, and I still loved her, and I tried to forgive her, and that was wrong, huh?
It's hard to know. As you point out, your heart can sometimes overrule your head. Why did you finally leave, and how long ago did you leave?
Because she made false accusations against me, and I ended up in jail, and I lost my place, and, you know, like I said, it was about 9 months ago.
Why? What were the false accusations?
Oh, she said that I hit her.
Okay, so, and you went to, well, if you went to jail, was there a trial?
No, they ain't even done anything yet. I think the local law enforcement knows us, and they just wanted to separate us, and I'm glad they did. Because
they just put you in jail, like, overnight?
No, I was in there until I had to bail out.
How long was that?
About 30 days.
Wow. Without a trial. Wow. Okay.
Well, because that's the way it works. That's the way the system works. But anyway.
All right, so wait a minute. So you were together 15 years. She accused you. Did you ever hit her or threaten her?
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't that time, but I have before because she freaking stabbed me before.
This sounds like a relationship to get out of, Wolf. All right. So how long ago did you break up with her?
About 9 months ago.
Okay. And you were in prison for 30 days, so that's a month.
No, I was just in jail. I've never been in prison.
Okay, you were in jail. Fair enough. Okay, so when you got out, what happened?
Oh, and then I got another place, and I was staying at my buddy's house, and she tracked me down, and when I seen her, I about ran out. Ran through the wall, like, get away from me, leave me alone, leave me.
All right, so, now, where did the other woman come from, the one who bad-mouthed your friend's girlfriend?
She she's staying with a friend that I used to stay with, and I met her one day, started talking to her, and whatever, we came over here, we're drinking a couple beers, and everything's cool, and like I said, my friend come over, And I've known this. He's my best friend. He was like, you need to get rid of her. And I did it immediately. I was like, you need to leave my house and don't come back. But I feel kind of bad because I said that to her.
Well, but wait a minute. So you said that this woman badmouthed your friend's girlfriend.
Yes.
When did that happen?
That night when my friend came over and she was sitting there and she called her the
Got it.
Word.
Got it. Okay. Listen, Wolf, let me say a couple things to you. Let's just start from the beginning. All right. After 15 years and bad decisions, you ought not to be dating right now. And I think that you know that on some level. You need to kind of figure out, do you have a job right now?
I have an income.
Okay. What's the income from?
Disability.
What's the nature of the disability?
All kinds of stuff. Physical. Mostly.
When's the last time you worked?
Oh, jeez. About probably 2 years ago.
And what did you do then?
I'm a carpenter.
Okay. So you can't work as a carpenter anymore?
Not really, no.
Why not?
Physical.
What does
physical
that mean?
Hands.
Your hands don't work?
No, my back don't work. My legs are messed up. Things like that.
How did your back and your legs get messed up?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Have you ever done any physical therapy?
Yeah, when I got hit by a car.
When was that?
That was a long time ago. But
there can be residual, there can be residual both soft tissue, nerve damage, whatever. Have you been to anybody to talk about rehab? Because you're a relatively young man. I mean, in theory, you got 30, 40 years more on this planet, unless you keep picking the wrong woman. And, I mean, to do nothing, it sounds to me a bunch of things. First of all, you need something that makes some sense in your life, because if not, you're going to do two really dumb things. You're going to drink a lot, which is not good for you. It also will impair your decision making, and you're going to get involved with the wrong women. So
you're
at this moment,
right,
well, yeah, and look, sweetie pie, it sounds to me you got a drinking problem. It sounds to me you're probably bored out of your skull. And if you're bored without a job and you're drinking, you're going to attract the wrong woman. You're not going to attract somebody who says, wow, this is a great guy. I want him in my life because he enhances my life. You're going to attract predators. All right. And so first of all, I think you need to stop drinking. I really do. You've got enough problems going on in your life. And I know the reason people drink is because it works. All right. When you're feeling sad or sorry or bored or horny, you just drink. And so all of those feelings get drowned a little bit, but they don't go away, and it doesn't solve any problems. And you're going to become an alcoholic if you're not careful. So I think you should at least try the proposition for the next month from today. Let's just make it the month of July that you don't drink. Nothing more. And I'm not talking about, okay, well, maybe a light beer. No. You can drink soda, you can drink water, you can drink juice, but nothing with any alcohol in it. And just see what happens. Because if you can do that, first of all, it's an experiment. You see how you feel, all right? If you can't do it, you've got a major problem, baby cakes, because you're addicted. And you're not only physically addicted, you're psychologically addicted. And it's not going to solve any of these problems, not a one. It'll make everything worse. So that's number one. I think starting today until August 1st, no liquor whatsoever, no matter what. And if that means you have to stay away from friends that you're drinking buddies, you stay away from them. If it means you have to stay out of bars, you stay out of bars. Whatever it takes, all right? That's number one. Number two, once you stop drinking, I think you should get yourself to a rehab specialist and see if there's something you can do about your legs and your back, and at least figure out what the problem is and see if there's not something you can do to make you healthier so that you can do something with your life. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to be right back to you. Don't go anyplace, all right? Don't have a drink. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-3769. We're talking with Wolf, who's had kind of a difficult time. He was calling me specifically about difficult time with women. But I'm saying, Wolf, number one, you got to stop drinking. Because you're not going to be able to do any problem solving until you do, number one. Number two, we need to get you an evaluation by a good rehab specialist to see whether or not there's something that we can do about your back and your legs, to see if we can't get you back into doing things that make you feel good about yourself as opposed to just getting disability. And disability, as you know, ain't going to make you rich. And you need something to do. I mean, you're a 52-year-old man. Number three, you're not going to be much date bait if you're a guy without an income or without a job who's got a drinking problem, who makes really lousy choices about women. Now, if you've been in a relationship with somebody for 15 years and it's toxic enough for her to get you put in jail for a month, you need at least to figure out what went wrong there and take some time off from relationships and women, which doesn't mean that you have to put yourself on house arrest or drink yourself into a stupor or have a pity party, but it means you need to stay away from women for a while and you need to get your act in a much healthier place. And so instead of finding somebody as a drinking buddy who insults people, probably because she's smashed, doesn't make any sense. We need to get you in good shape. And then I'm sure, I mean, look, you sound like a nice guy, and if you stop drinking, get yourself something to do. And if, as far as I'm concerned, if you have to do volunteer activities just to keep yourself out of trouble, to keep yourself busy and make yourself feel meaningful, but that's okay. It's better than what you're doing now, which is drinking yourself through, I mean, you're bored. And when you get bored, you're going to do all sorts of really stupid things with respect to women and booze and all sorts of things. So for right now, stay away from women. You got to stay away from booze for at least a month and see how you feel, all right? And if you can't do it, you need to face the fact that you're an alcoholic and do something about that. Then when you're clean and sober, and if you need to get yourself to an AA meeting, do that. Do whatever it takes to get yourself on better footing. Then we'll get you to a rehab specialist and see what we can do about making you healthier. In the meantime, find some activities to, I mean, go in and work. I mean, it's summertime, so go in and teach carpentry skills at a camp for disadvantaged kids, or become a big brother, or, but you're going to have to be sober. Nobody's going to want you around if you've been drinking, all right? Do you think you can do this?
I hear you.
Because listen,
you cheering me up, though.
Pardon me?
You cheering me up?
Well, I want to cheer you up, and I want you to believe that you can make your life better than it is, because you can. You're in charge, but you got to stay away from booze because it's going to make you. It's going to let you make really bad decisions, and it's going to let you stay in a really lousy place. And if you're in a crummy place, what you want to do is get out of it. And the way that you're choosing to get out of it is only temporary. You're just drinking to say, well, I don't want to feel so bad or so sad. But then all you do is you wake up with a hangover and you got to start the whole stupid process all over again. So let's get rid of stupid process. Let's figure out something that's going to work better for you, work longer for you, help you make better decisions. So in a year, you can look back at today and say, wow, that was the day that I changed my life. That was the day I began.
No, that was the day you changed my life.
Honey, you're going to change your life. I may be able to be the little angel on your shoulder, all right? But the only person who can really do this for you is you. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to hold your hand. I'm here to whisper in your ear. But the energy and the courage and the commitment has got to come from you. But I have a sense that you can do this, don't you?
Yes. Okay. I can. You're right.
All right, why don't you call me in about a week and let me know how you're doing. And as far as I'm concerned, you can call me once a week for the rest of your life, just check in. But you got to stay away from booze. And if you've got any booze in your house, I'd give it away. You don't have to pour it down the toilet, but you can give it away to somebody. Don't think about putting it under lock and key, because if it's your lock and your key, you'll just unlock it. So just get it out of the, you don't want to be tempted. And maybe get yourself to an AA meeting.
I hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you in a week.
Okay. Peace.
Hey, you too, Wolf. 855-993-7569. Everybody worries about marijuana and cocaine and methamphetamines and, you know, crystal meth. And I mean, those are not the major drugs in this country. You can hear alcohol is. Okay. 855-993-7569. Rocky, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rocky. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I just want some advice about my son. He's almost 18.
Okay.
Me and his mother are divorced. I'm remarried. His mother's remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, he stayed with her, and for a short period of time of about 2 years, he decided that he wanted to live with me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything worked out pretty good until he started dating a girl that lives pretty close to us in the neighborhood. And, you know, when he first moved in, I made it a point that we sat down and have some goals made. First and foremost would be school. Second would be to possibly get a part-time job so he could get his license and start experiencing some freedoms and some privilege.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the girl got involved, and she pretty much overruled his entire life. His grades started going down. The only thing he wanted to do was be with her. He was rarely at home. And then when he would go to his mother's on the weekend, he would take her with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have all weekend. So pretty much it got to the point where he would not listen to anything that I had to say. And he tried to so-called talk to me one day, confront me about some stuff. And in doing so, he was just a smart aleck and pretty much a teenager running his mouth. So I told him he had a choice. He could stay and make things right, or he could go back with his mother. Well, he chose to go back with his mother. And ever since then, I've not really talked to him, heard anything, and I don't know what to do from this point. Is it, I mean,
okay.
What do you suggest?
All right, let me back you up a little bit. How old was he when you and his mom divorced?
He was 8.
Okay, so 10 years divorced.
Sure.
And so he's been back with you for the last 2 years. So from the time he was 16 till he was 18. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Has he graduated high school yet?
He has one more year.
So what are his plans for himself?
For himself would be to finish school, and he has talked about joining the military.
Okay. 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 So no drink, no drug problems here at all?
No, I think he experimented with that stuff, and he just decided that wasn't for him.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have 5 total.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me come back to you in just a minute, all right? We'll sort through this, I promise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Rocky, who's got an 18-year-old son who's one of five. Tell me about the other four kids. Which number is your son?
He's the oldest, the first, obviously. He has a 14-year-old sister, and then through my second marriage, she actually brought two into our marriage, which, you know, they're my stepchildren, but I do claim them. They're 12 and 9, and then me and my wife now have a three-year-old together.
Okay. All right. Understand, as I'm sure you do, that's a lot of kids. All right?
Yeah.
And so your son went from being the little prince, right, to being, feeling like he's not chopped liver, right? You've got two other kids to compete with him and a new baby. So I mean, that's a tough, as you probably, hopefully remember, that being 18 is not the world's easiest thing to be under any circumstances, number one. And number two, divorce is certainly sometimes inevitable, but never easy for the kids because they feel that they have to choose. And then number three, you've got your son from being the prince to feeling like, and again, part of it is just the age, but part of it is he's got a sister who is probably a lot easier to get along with. He's got two kind of adopted that he feels that your wife likes better than him, which is probably true, if nothing else, because they're her blood, number one. And number two, 18-year-olds are not terribly lovable. And then number three, he's got what he considers the real threat, which is the baby that the two of you have together, because babies are cuter, easier. Is the three-year-old a male?
Female.
Okay, well, that may make it a little easier. So is he the only boy?
I have two boys.
Okay. All right. So the point being that from his point of view, he's not only having to be 18, he's not only feeling like his parents, you know, that everybody would probably just assume that he kind of evaporated, because 18-year-olds are not real easy. Third of all, his position in the family has certainly been, at the very least, undermined. And so he finally, and I don't know if you remember 18, but that first love with all those hormones is a really major kind of deal. Now, what I'm most concerned about in this story, really, is that this girl, how old is the girl?
She is 18 as well.
Is she still in high school?
She just graduated this year.
Okay. Well, that's going to make him a whole lot less interested in high school than he was before. Why did his grades drop? Do we know?
No studying, no homework. Every waking hour that they were not in school, they were together until he got home from school until it was time to come home, which would have been at 8 o'clock. So,
did you ever talk with the two of them about his grades? And I mean, because talking with him about it by himself probably wouldn't work. But saying to her, look, if the two of you are going to be together, you really want him to be certainly have a high school diploma, and you're really important to him. And you know, you helping him would really make a huge difference. You never had that conversation, huh?
Not with the both of them.
Well, the thing is, by doing it only to him, he's not going to hear. By making her your colleague rather than the enemy, it might have worked better. But that's just for next time. I'm not really chastising you as much as saying, realistically, at 18, if you had to choose between heritage, your parents, and hormones, your girlfriend, that's not an even choice. You're never going to choose anything other than hormones. All right. So then we get the kind of, you know, I'm your dad, it's my way or the highway. And so predictably, he went to his mom's. So how long ago did that happen?
It's been within the past month.
Okay. So he takes, how far away does your ex live from you?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Okay. So you have not seen or talked to him at all in the last month?
I have not. A few texts, and that is all.
You texted him, or he texted you?
The first time it was him, and I was still angry. I didn't reply. And then the second time, it was more of an argumental text, and we just kind of went back and forth.
Okay. What was the nature of the argument with the text the last time the two of you were in touch?
Who was right and who was wrong? He's obviously right and I'm wrong. I don't understand and I don't.
Okay. What's the basis of his feeling that he was sort of mistreated? Do you know?
Yeah. He felt that I was angry with him because all he wants to do is, he makes good grades, he tries to do his best, and all he wants to do is spend time with his girlfriend, and he doesn't see anything wrong with that.
And what was your response?
My response was that that's fine, but you can have certain days that you can spend, but if you get used to doing that, then that's all you're going to want to do. You're not going to want to find a job. You're not going to want to study. You're not going to want to.
Well, but I don't think that's fair, do you? Do you remember being 18? Did you have a girlfriend at 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just... Pardon me?
She didn't live in the same neighborhood, though.
Well, but that didn't make the... In some ways, it probably made it worse. Listen, if your dad had said to you at 18 what you said to your son, what do you think your response would have been? Because your message to him was, you're dumb. You know, you're letting everything go to just, to just follow your penis, and that's really stupid, and you're going to ruin your life. What would your response have been if your dad had said that to you?
Probably the same response he had for me.
Yeah, you know why? Because disrespectful. It's assuming, especially if it's true, and then certainly at 18, boys tend to see life through a spermy green haze. No question about that. But having said that, look, you're a grown-up. You've been through this. So what you're supposed to do is not let him engage your ego in the way that he did. And I'm not really giving you a terribly hard time except to say that if your father had said to you exactly the same thing that you'd said to your son, as you point out, you would have done the same thing. Now, you are presumably you are not in jail. You are not a derelict. You are not a bad person. You are not a bad father. You are not a bad person. You were just an 18-year-old kid, and people are not 18-year-olds forever. So... And what he really heard, in the same way you would have heard from your dad, is you're treating me like an idiot. You're treating me like a stupid child who's sexually obsessed. Sexually obsessed, he might agree with, but because it's the first time, right? And sex is meant to be urgent, but it's the disrespect that hurt his feelings. And it added to those kinds of things I was talking about before is, I'm disposable. He now has kids that he likes better than me. He's always liked my sister better than me. Nobody really loves me except this girl. She's the only one who understands me. And my dad is saying, choose. And if he wants me to choose, I'm going to choose her. So here's what I think you're going to have to do at this moment. And I'm not trying to demean you in his eyes or your own eyes. I'm trying to say that one of the problems about being a parent, and it is a problem, is we really need to think about somebody else's needs and concerns before we focus on our own. Because if we're focusing on you and your ego and your needs, then you just tell him, look, I'm your dad, and if you can't treat me with respect, take a hike. Perfectly understandable, but it's just not good parenting because you've been there. And if your dad had done the same thing to you, it would have turned out just as disastrously. Now, I'm not saying you can't recover from this and he can't recover from it, but what we're trying to do is make things, if not easier on our kids, at least to make the world understandable to our kids so they take responsibility. Because at this moment, because you got your pride involved, he doesn't have to think through his behavior. Because you said to him, look, you're stupid. Then he could say, I'm not stupid. You're disrespectful to me. You know, if it's my way, your way or the highway, I'm out of here. And that's not him taking responsibility. And it's not you looking for the long term either. So I think what you're going to have to, what I think you should do is get in touch with him and say, you know what? You and I have the same DNA. We are both passionate. We both like women. We both commit ourselves to women because we genuinely like them, and we're both stubborn as mules. Yeah. If my dad, yeah, I got that. You know, I didn't even need to take a swab from the inside of your cheek. So could say, look, if my dad had said the same thing to me that I'd said to you, I think I probably would have done the same thing. So what I want to do is to say, number one, I love you. Number two, it's time for us to work out some mutual respect. And when I say mutual respect, I don't mean you follow my rules and say, yes, sir. I mean that I need to respect you if I expect you to respect me. So I propose that we sit down and have a conversation so that you can tell me how I can help you to finish high school and launch yourself into your life. Now, I just said something that is probably not what you wanted to hear. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back, and you can ask any questions or argue with me, or just don't hang up on me, all right? I know you're tempted. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Rocky, who's dealing with a blended family, an unhappy 18-year-old. And let me just ask you one other question before I sort of go and let you tell me what you need to tell me, which is, do you and your ex-wife have a very good relationship or not?
No. No.
Did he finish 11th grade?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. So he's about to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say grades plummet, he passed everything.
Yeah, I had to encourage him the last little bit because he was failing a really hard math, He tried to explain it to me, and I told him I didn't know anything about it. I couldn't help him. So I said, the best thing you can do is ask questions, stay after school. We sent emails to his teacher. And, you know, he did bring his grade up. It wasn't the drastic improvement that he led on, but he did bring that up, and he did pass.
But he passed everything.
He did.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, so look, so no harm done academically at this moment. Have you talked with him about birth control?
Yes.
Okay, and he knows, because the only thing that could really torpedo his life at this moment is a pregnancy.
Yes, we've talked about that. Absolutely.
All right, so, and he's pretty cool. I mean, he's clear about that and whatever.
He says that he is, but I just have to trust that he is, you know, and which...
Well, all you can do, you know, I'd make sure that he has access to birth control, and, you know, that you make that real easy for him. And I mean, hopefully, it turns out there was actually an article yesterday, I think, that said that teenage pregnancy are actually plummeting, which is great.
Really?
I mean, which, okay. So, all right. So what we know is girlfriend's not pregnant. He's not using drugs. He did pass 11th grade. Now, do we know where he's planning on starting senior year?
I think he's... Like, what or where? I'm sorry.
Well, does he go to the same school regardless of whether he's with you or with his mom?
Yes, he will be. He will be going to the same school that he would be if he lived at my house, correct?
Okay, great. Okay, so what we really, the thing that we need to really repair is not, we don't have any school problems that we have to deal with. She's not pregnant. So what we really need to do is mend the relationship between the two of you. And as far as I'm concerned, what I would do is, as I said, I'd sort of admit that the two of you have the same stubborn DNA and you're both passionate and yada, yada. And let's sit down and figure out what I can do to help you to finish up your senior year and move forward. And whether you're with your mom or with me, I'm your dad and I love you. And I want to see what I can do from your point of view to make your life better and easier.
Absolutely. And
okay.
I mean, he's my heart. He's my son. I love him. He's my firstborn. I mean, we've done a lot of really great things.
Honey,
together.
He doesn't feel that way. What he feels is that you really that you've always liked his sister better. That
yeah.
Right?
He feels all
and
mature.
Yeah, I know. And that the two kids that are from your wife that are easier to deal with, and then the new baby that's both of yours, so that's the favorite child. So he really feels like he's odd man out. So you need to tell him what you told me. And look, it's really easy to be angry with our kids, especially when we feel like they're doing something really dumb. But what we need to remember is ask ourselves, at the same age, how would we have responded to what we're about to say? And what you're telling me is you would have done what he did, which is to get his little high horse up, because the two of you are both proud men. And there's probably nobody more dangerous than an 18-year-old's pride, because they don't have a perspective. But baby cakes, you do. And you need to bring that perspective to moderate your behavior and remind yourself of how it would have felt. And therefore, even though I'm not saying that, well, I guess I am saying a little bit that you're wrong. I mean, it's not that I don't understand that it's my way or the highway. It's just not profitable. And that you know, when you put that line in the sand, the confrontation is not a viable form of negotiation. Because somebody got to win, somebody's got to lose. And you hear what's going on in your emails is both of you are doing the alpha male routine, which is banging your chest and saying, look, you can't treat me this way. You know, I'm a man and I should be treated respectfully. But he's a baby. He's a baby alpha. You're a grown-up alpha. So you've got to understand that you can smile sweetly and kind of be amused rather than threatened by his need for independence and to feel like, you know, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not 12 years old anymore, that I'm a man. And one of the reasons that he would, beyond the sex, that he would opt for a girlfriend over you is she treats him like he's a big grown-up man.
You're right.
All righty. So I would get on the horn or the text or whatever works best and say, okay, crow eating time. You know, we're both passionate. We're both alpha males. We're both proud. We both have the DNA. Let me buy you a cup of coffee and figure out what I can do to help you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Rocky, because I know it's sort of not what you probably called up to hear, but I think you're going to, my guess is that your stomach right now feels better than it has in a very long time, and probably at least a couple months.
Well, I called for advice. I didn't call for you to disagree or agree with me. I just, you know, called for an outside point of view.
Okay, well, you got it.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Give me a holler if you need some help. All righty? Thanks. You know, Rocky is a great example of why I love doing this program. Is you guys call me up, and, you know, everybody has the expectation that the joke I used to make with people. Well, I told you one of my favorite comments that I should have written on a bracelet or something. That says, how come you can give such good advice to everybody but me? Which is one of the things that one of my friends said in the first, 3 months I was ever on the air. She said, you know, she called up with a problem. I just started on the air, and she called up, and she said she was thinking about having an affair with one of her teachers. And I said, you can't do that. It makes no sense. If you don't want to be married, then get out of your marriage. And her response was, how can you give such good advice to everybody but me? So I learned that very early on, that nobody was ever really going to be very happy with the advice or under most circumstances. But you guys are unfailingly polite to me when I tell you the last thing you want to hear. And one of the kind of statements that I've made in the past when people ask me about the program, I say, look, I would say that 99% of the people who call me want me to tell them that what they're doing is right and the person who's making them unhappy is wrong and should be punished, and they don't want any responsibility for the punishment. But if we're up to them, it would be disaster. You know, but that's not my job. First of all, I can't change that other person's behavior, and the only person who can change behavior is you. So what I'm going to work on is figuring out a way to give you a different way of thinking about your behavior so you can change your behavior that may work out better. Right, and that's my job. It's and my job, because you're calling in with a problem, is to give you something at the end of that phone call you did not have at the beginning. You may not like it, you may not want it, you may not use it. That's up to you. My job is to make sure you've got it and that you understand it clearly enough, even if you don't like it and you don't like me. It ain't a popularity contest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.